We're holding. Might have been 9:40. Yeah. So we're holding on Nuntesima Bays, about halfway down the wide line. The line begins, the last word of the line begins Kavasei. The Mishnah said Mekudeshes L'Shemi, that you had a case in the Mishnah where one man is Mekadesh a woman. He says, I'm Mekadesh you, that the Kedushin should only take effect 30 days from now. Somebody else is Mekadesh her during the 30 days. We say Mekudeshes L'Shemi, she's Mekudesh to the second one, because the first one, his Kedushin haven't been Chal yet.
Right. That's 30.
Yeah. So, Omar Rav, Mekudeshes L'Shemi La'olam. So Rav says it means that she's Mekudesh to the second one forever. There's no later point at which we say that the first one's Kedushin are able to come back and take it. By the time it reaches the point that his Kedushin are supposed to take effect, it's too late, yeah. Because of Shmuel Lama Mekudesh Lasheni Ad Lamed Yom. As Shmuel says, she's only Mekudesh to the first person up until 30 days. At Lacha Lamed Yom, Paki Kedush Hasheni, Begamer Kedush Hasheni, because after that, the second person's Kedushin disappear and are overridden by the first person's Kedushin, which now are able to take effect.
Why can you say that?
That's the question. Yosef Rav Chista Chakashalei, so Rav Chista was sitting then and had the question. Kedush Hasheni B'mai Paki. Based on what? Would the second one's Kedushin disappear? What would be the logic to say that now, after 30 days, the second one's Kedushin disappear and the first ones can take over? There was no Maiseh done at this point. So, Omer Leir of Yosef, sort of Yosef, who was one of his Talmidim, says, Mar Aresha Matzimot, one of the Talmidim of Rav Chista, says to Rav Chista that you should know, you, Rebbe, are learning this discussion of Rav and Shmuel as referring to the Resha of the Mishnah, the case where he said you're Mekodesh after 30 days, the Kokashalai. And therefore, you have this problem of what it means. How can the Kedushin disappear? Actually, Rabbi Yosef wasn't Rabbi Chista's Talmud. He was Rabbi Yehuda's Talmud. So therefore, he's telling Rabbi Chista, who was from Rabbi Yehuda's generation, that my Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, explained it differently. That he goes on to say.
We have two people Kedush the same woman. Right?
Well, we're going to see later. Maybe there is a possibility that yes, but wait. We'll get to that. So Rabbi Yosef tells Rabbi Chista, you should know, Rabbi Yosef tells Rabbi Chista that Rabbi Yehuda, who is my Rebbe, explained this machlokas of Rav and Shmuel as referring to the Sefer, the Loikashalei, and therefore he doesn't have a problem. Namely, that the Sefer goes, the Sefer is a case where he says, not, you're only the Kurdish to me after 3 days. In that case, then there'd be no reason, Taka, for Shmuel to say that the second one's Kedushin disappear and the first one take over. But rather, it's talking about the Sefer of the Mishnah, but namely, where he said, he said the Kedushim are now and after 30 days. That would be when we have the Machlokas, because what does it mean, now and after 30 days? That would be that Omer Rav Mekudeshes Ve'enim Mekudeshes La'olam, that Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Machlokas is that Rav would say that in that case, that in that case she's Mekudeshes Ve'enim Mekudeshes La'olam, that there's forever a suffix, not even after the 30 days. Even after the 30 days, there's still a suffix, which one's Kedushin are valid.
So he said from Achshav and...
He said Achshav and La'achash Loshim, but meanwhile during the 30 days, somebody else is Mekadesh. So that's the question. That's the thing. In the ratio of the Mishnah, he didn't say Achshav, he just said La'achash Loshim.
Right.
So then that's what Rabbi Yosef is saying. You should know that Rabbi Yehuda would say that in that case, yeah, Rav and Shmuel are not arguing. Of course, everybody would agree that only the second one's Kedushin are valid. The first one's Kedushin, by the time they're ready to be Chal, there's no availability anymore. But here we're talking about what he said, Ma'akshav, Al-Akash Loshim, and therefore that creates a different issue. So Rav says that Mekudeshes Ve'enim Mekudeshes La'olam, because there's a suffix, even after the 30 days, you still have a suffix. Was it that the first person's Kedushin started being Chal at the beginning and are finished being Chal at the end of the 30 days? Well, in that case, then there's no room for the other guy.
It could be another something. She can Mekudesh to both.
That's the point. Is she Mekudeshes to one or to the other? Therefore, she would need... Well, the point is she'd need a get
that can be on one person, whether or not she's Mekudeshes, or on two people, whether or not she's
Mekudeshes. For our purposes, that doesn't really matter. The point is that she would need a get from one, of them to marry the other, at least one in order to marry the other, or from both of them in order to marry a third person, yeah. Or Shmuel on Mekudeshes, Ve'ena Mekudeshes, Ela Ab Lamed Yoim, whereas Shmuel would say that no, in that case, the Mekudeshes, Ve'ena Mekudeshes situation only lasts until the end of 30 days. La'acha Lamed Yoim, after the 30 days, Taki Kiddusha Sheni, the second person's Kiddushin disappear, because at that point the first one's Kiddushin are supposed to be finished up, are supposed to be finished, because it started Ma'akshim and it ends Lach HaShloshim.
He gave a
Shavuot, of course, both of them gave a Shavuot at the beginning, yeah. The Gamri Kiddusha Sheni, and at that point the first person's Kiddushin are completed and she becomes fully his, and she becomes fully his Arus.
So, according to Shmuel, she has a child in that period.
How is that? I mean, first of all, she's an Arusa during that period. Neither of them. Yeah, neither one is having relations with her at that point. Yeah. Okay, so the point is, the Gemara says, L'Rav mesafgalei itchna habi ichazor avoy. The point is that Rav has a suffix. What does he mean when he says la'acha shloshim? Does he mean a tnai, or does he mean chazor, or does he mean chazorah? A tnai would be that's one big statement. Namely, he's saying me'achshav la'acha shloshim. That me'achshav based on tnai of la'acha shloshim, which would mean. Now Rashi learns that la'acha shloshim means that he says that I'm leaving myself the option during the next 30 days to change my mind and decide that I don't want to be miskadosh to you anymore. There are other rishonim, a number of other rishonim learn instead, based on Rabbi Hananel's pirush, that it's not that he has the ability to be choizer, but rather he's saying ma'achshav la'acha shloshim in the sense of the kedushin should be in effect as of now if we both are alive 30 days. So it's not a matter of whether he can be chozer or not, but just a matter of are they both going to be alive and the kedushin be able to be finished in 30 days. Or we could argue that it's chazorah. We could argue that he starts by saying me'achshav, and then he changes his mind and says, you know what, I don't want me'achshav. I want lach shloshim. So depending how you parse his statement.
What does he say? Umeh.
That would be the point. He'd be saying me'achshav. You know what, better umeh shloshim.
Umeh.
Well, okay, yeah. I mean, the Mishnah said me'achshav l'acha shloshim yom, fine. Me'achshav, you know what, on second thought, l'acha shloshim yom. So then that would be chazorah. That wouldn't be a statement and a tnai. It would rather be two contradictory statements. And in that case, then there's no condition because he changed his mind. So the Rav has that suffix. That is why he's saying that suffix exists even after the 30 days. If somebody else was mekadesh in between. The Shmuel Pshitalid, it's not Havoy, whereas Shmuel knows for sure, there's no question to him, that it is a Tanai, it's not the person changing his mind, it's rather him saying, Me'achshav l'acha shloshim. So either, again, according to Rashi, he's leaving himself the out to change his mind during those 3 days, or according to the other Rishonim, he's not, he's just saying that I don't want it to be fully in effect for 30 days.
So according to Shmuel, he considers himself the Kaddushis now.
So therefore, that's the point. According to Shmuel, you have a Kaddushin which has started now and will finish in 30 days. During that 30 days, she's sort of in limbo, in the sense if somebody else is Mekaddusha during that time, it is able to be Tofes, but only temporarily until the end of the 30 days. Once the 30 days end and both of them are still alive and he hasn't changed his mind, then that's it. His Kaddushin now complete and the other Kaddushin disappears.
And according to Rav?
According to Rav, you have a suffix, which you need to get from one of them in order to marry the other. Or from both of them in order to marry a third. And the Gemara says, This machloikas of Rav and Shmuel, then, according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding, is actually a machloikas of the following tanoim. The Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, we learn this in Gittin. Mehayoyim la'achamisa. If somebody says to his wife, I'm giving this get, mehayoyim la'achamisa, as of now and after I die, get ve'ene get jivichamim. So the Chum say, it is a get and it's not a get.
And get a
chamisa. That's what we're going to talk about soon. That's the point. In other words, that if we say get in a get, again, it would be that it's the same kind of suffix. Does hayom ala chamisa mean a tnai? Does it mean if I die, then retroactively the get should be valid now? That's not a problem. And get there's no problem in get la chamisa, and that's not la chamisa. Or is it chazara? He wanted to say mehayom, then he changed his mind and said la chamisa, and no good to say get la chamisa. So the Chachamim say get ve'ena get, the Chachamim, that's a get but not a get, meaning you have a suffix. Rebbe Yom, because they're get, whereas Rebbe Yehuda says something like that is considered a get, namely it's considered a valid tonight. We learned in Gittin there was a reason why Rebbe used the expression kazeh get, because he was coming to exclude a different case that Rebbe Yehuda talks about.
Right. What does it mean for Rebbe?
Well, for Rebbe, he says that it is a tonight. So fine, he's saying that if I die, then retroactively the get should be valid as of now. Fine, okay, then that's a tonight. When he dies, then retroactively it's valid to now. So it's exactly the same machlokas of Rav and Shmuel that we just said. Okay, then the question becomes, when name of Rav Allah Kirabon and the name of Shmuel Allah Kirabi, then in that case, why do they have to recapitulate the machlokas? Why don't they just say they argue who the halacha is like among the Tanayim? answer is Zriha. We need them to actually say their opinion. The Elo Omer Rav Halacha Kirabbanan, because if Rav had said that the Halacha is like the Rabbanan, that in the case of the get, you have a suffix, get, there ain't a get. See, you would say the difference is, you know why you say that it is a tnai why would you say that it may be a tnai or it may be chazara? Because after all, it's the rachuka, the get is meant to divorce her, to separate her from himself. He may not want to. He may be saying mehayim, that I want it to be in effect as of now, and then we consider, you know what, after all, I don't want to be separated from you. I'd rather it should be la'achamisa, which in that case is no good, because then get la'achamisa. Or maybe not. Maybe he means it as an ordinary tonight. So therefore, you can't be sure. See, here, after all, he's trying to bring her close to him. He's trying to bring a kaddish her. He might think he agrees with Shmuel. There's no way that he's closer. Why should he be saying me'achshav and then change his mind and say, why should he be wanting to delay the kedushin with her 30 days? It means it's nice that he just wants to say that I'm leaving myself an out during these 30 days to be closer according to Rashi, or I want to make sure we're both alive in a month according to the other Rishonim.
So you would basically, the answer is, you would think it doesn't mean it's one way by ket, it's the same way by kiddushin.
Right, you would think there's a reason to distinguish.
Right.
Yeah. The iyam Shmuel halacha kirebi. Conversely, if Shmuel had only said the halacha is like Rebbe in the case of the get, have I'm in a hosam who didn't get lachamisa. Okay, well, in that case, look, we know ain't get lachamisa. We can assume a person doesn't just say something useless. So he can't possibly mean la'achamisa as in he's changing his mind in the sense that he wants to get to be chal la'achamisa, because a person knows that any person knows that doesn't work. Kedushin can be valid after 30 days. So you could argue maybe he agrees with that. And therefore they have to actually state the machlokes on their own terms in the case of kedushin, rather than just saying the halachas like Rebbe or the Chacham respect.
Because you didn't cannot deduce one from the other.
Right, that's the point. Now, if we go according to Rav's Svara, and we say that it's a suffix, and therefore Mekudeshes, not Mekudeshes, and Mekudeshes La'olam, even after 30 days, we can't be sure whether the first ones or the second ones, Kiddushin, are valid. Then, let's take the following scenario. Suppose that Reuven comes and tells you, you're Mekudesh to me, Me'achshav, and after 3 days. Ubar Shimon comes, he says, you're Mekodesh to me as of now and 20 days, and 20 days from now. 20 is less than 30. So then, Merishin or Me'achrin Tzricha get, she will need a get from the first one, from Reuven and from Levi, from the first and last ones in the chain. The 30 and the 10. Me'em Tzoy, ain't a Tzricha get. She's not going to need a get from Shimon, from the middle guy, the 20-day guy, Me'manavshach. Because if you're going to argue that me'achshav la'achar X number of days is meant as a tnai, it's meant as one full statement qualifying that when the kedushin fully takes effect in 10 or 20 or 30 days, well, then dekama kedushi, da'anach lav kedushi. Then only the first ones, kedushin, are valid. Once he says me'achshav la'achar shloshim, there's no room for the one for the 20 or 10 day guy's kedushin to be chal. Because eventually, after 30 days, the first ones are going to be chal, and that's that. So therefore, the 20 days guys, kedushin are no good. And if we were going to assume that, well, side of 10, side of 20, but yeah. And conversely, if it means chazara, if it means me'ach, that each of them we're assuming is saying me'achshav and then changes his mind and says, you know what, I only want it to be me'alacha shloshim, me'alacha esrim, or what have you, then debasra kedushi, da'anach lav kedushi. Then only the 10-day guys, one, Levi, are going to be valid kedushin. Reuven and Shimon will not. Because by the time 10 days pass, his kedushin are now going to be chal, because he said they're only going to be delayed 10 days. And therefore, there's no room at that point for the 20 or 30-day guy's kedushin. Rashi points out that really it wouldn't even have to be that Levi said 10 days. Even if Levi said right now, the same principle would apply. The point is, if you say that Reuven's kedushin are already chal at the end of 30 days, then there's no room for his, regardless of what time frame he said. And if you say that Reuven's and Shimon's are not, then Levi's in. Either way, the point is, Shimon's, there's no way that it can be chal according to either side of Rav's suffix. Therefore, she'd only need a get from Reuven and from Levi, nobody else. You must have said, well, in that case, once you put it that way, it's very obvious. Why did Abaya have to point that out? The answer is Mao Detema Hai Lishna Mashma Sno Mashma Chazara, because you could argue a third possibility. Maybe it's not a matter of a suffix. Is it that for sure it means Tanai or for sure it means Chazara? Maybe it is. It's actually something that can be equivocal. It can be something that can be said as a Tanai, or it can be something that can be said as Chazara. In that case, you can't generalize and say just because Reuven said it as something that means a Tanai, therefore necessarily Shimon and Levi said it the same way, or if Reuven said it as Chazara, then Shimon and Levi necessarily said it the same way. It could be that each one has their puts their own meaning in it. If we were to say that, she would need a get from everyone individually, because not necessarily do they all mean the same thing. That's the chiddush, that we don't say that. Which leads the Rashba to point, so therefore we see the middle one doesn't need regardless. Which leads the Rashba to point out, actually, that the Gemara is not saying, we're figuring out what people would tend to mean when they use this lashon. What it is the Chachamim are sort of, so to speak, arbitrarily deciding what the average person would mean by this, regardless of whether these people say they meant that or not. Because after all, you need Edim for Kedushin anyway. The Edim are not going to know what he's thinking when he says Ma'akshav al-Akashloshim, whether he meant Chazara or whether he meant Tanai. They can only be made on the actual Kedushin. So therefore, we have to establish a baseline. What does it mean? Does it mean Tanai or does it mean Chazara? But it can't be that some of them mean one and some mean another, because then the Edim would have nothing to be made on.
That's right.
And therefore, so once we establish it has to be everybody means one thing or everybody means the other thing, then that's it. It means the middle one, Kiddushin, there's no way for them to be Chal.
Probably with this case, probably other cases, or probably just silence. We don't have the first
one. Well, sometimes we do. Sometimes,
because it could not be a consensus.
Right. No, but you know, in a case like this where it involves Edim, right? No, there have been cases before when we ask them when a lot of times we do say that the Chachamim decide. Yeah.
Yeah. They decided because before they decided there was no consensus.
No, but I understand your point. And there are cases. I mean, we had back in the Durim, for example, when a person says a hey, when he says a nazir walking by, we don't ask him. We don't ask him whether he meant yes. Yeah. I mean, yes, there are a lot of cases where we don't. So yeah, okay.
That's the whole purpose.
Okay, so far we have the opinion of Rav and the opinion of Shmuel. Now we have a third possibility. Ula Omer of Dechanan. No, Apilu Meya Tovsinba. No, actually, even if 100 people are Makadashur in this kind of thing, even if you have the first, again, in a biased scenario, the first one says in 100 days, the second one says in 99 days, etc. Tovsinba, all of them, Kedushin, can be Tovsin in her. Rabasi also reported the same thing in the name of Rabbi Yechon, and even if it's 100 people, they can all be Tofus, and she need a get from all of them. So how does that work? Let me explain to you Rabbi Yechon's reason. Shavu nafshei, or nafshaya, really, it's supposed to be, kishraga delivni. These people have made themselves like a row of bricks. Now, when you lay bricks in a building, you don't lay them one exactly on top of the other, then they fall over. You offset them. You offset them so there's space on top of each one for another one. So here, the chochad v'chad, rav chalachad reshavah. Each one left room for the other one's kedushin to be able to be chal. So therefore, in other words, the first person, when he said, for example, now and 100 days later, it means during that 100 days, there's still the capability of other kedushin being chal. Let's read the Rashi. I'm a sadu levanim. A person is laying bricks. Reuchav kol and shava. All of them are equal width. Ainim a sadu mamish zuazu. You don't lay one exactly on top of the other. Then kainare shurach hatsenu nefkelis sachavach acharel. Then the outer row. Meaning, in other words, so if you have, here's a building, and you have you're building bricks for the outside of the building. You're building the facade of the building. You don't put one row of bricks here, and another one here, and another one here, directly one on top of the other, because then the wall over here will collapse, and the next one behind it will also collapse. Take for example, I mean, you have the example. You have the example that at the beginning of Baba Basra, where we build using kfitin, where you have two rows of bricks and cement in between. So you could you could have that, or you could have, for example, that you build the thickness. No. But the point is, he's wondering about what you mean. What's chitzoina and what's chitzoina?
And that's
No, that's top and bottom. No, Chitsonian Pnimius means you're building, for example, the outer wall of the place, but you also, you have, if you ever noticed, in for example, the side of 770 or whatever, you have some long bricks, and so you have some long, and yeah, because in other words, what you do is you take some bricks and turn them 90 degrees on top of the other ones in order to hold. Like this, you have, for example, you have a brick here in front of the building, and therefore you have one brick going across on the next row in order to hold them together.
By a corner?
No, not by a corner, and then on the front of a building.
How can you put them on perpendicular?
Why not? That's what I'm saying. Go sometime look at the side of 770. You'll see it's that way. That you have those rows of bricks with the long. No, but I'm saying, and then every so often you'll see a half a brick sticking out. What is that half a brick? They didn't take a brick and break it in half. They put it 90 degrees to the other one in order to hold the two layers of bricks together.
Like this, they put one in the middle.
It's hard to show without a diagram, I guess. But
I mean, when people build a house, you see them building it. You know, sometimes it's cross, sometimes it's one on top of another, sometimes it's a whole brick, double whole brick.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the point is that you put the outer one sticking out a little bit. So there's room left on the bottom one. So there's room on the bottom one to make another brick sit partially on it and partially on the one next to it. Okay, now it looks like actually what Rashi is describing is something along the lines of, like, you have the wall going, the front of the wall will sort of go in and out. I know. You'll have, for example, you'll have, let's say, brick over here. Then you'll have on top of it brick. Like when you're building with Legos or something, you'll just have, you'll have three here, for example, then two here, then another three on top of that, two on top of that, etc. And that way it helps hold the whole thing together. Anyway, the point is that each one left room for the next one's condition. Okay, Tosfos deals with the question, and a number of other Rishonim deal with the question also. What about, didn't we learn in the first parak that if you say to a woman, half of you is Mekodesh, to me, the Kedushin on Chal? How are you able to say over here, effectively, of half a Kedushin? So Tosfos answers, the difference is, there you're saying only half of you is Mekodesh to me, meaning half of you is Mekodesh, and the other half is not Mekodesh. Here, what you're saying is, all of you is Mekodesh to me. I'm leaving the time open. I'm not leaving the amount of you that's Mekodesh open. At the end of the 100 days, all of you will be Mekodesh to me. During those 100 days, I'm still leaving room open in which other Kedushin are able to be Chal. And the Rishonim will talk about the idea that basically what it is you're sort of saying that I'm being the Kaddish you, but I'm still, it's sort of as if he was saying Almanach, that you should be able to accept Kedushin from other people as well. We had a discussion about it towards the end of Gittin. We had a whole sugya about it, about whether it was Shiur B'Gittin or Shiur B'Kedushin. We had the opinion of Rav Abba over there, who said that there could be Shiur B'Kedushin. So some of the Rishonim explained that Rabbi Yochanan could be going according to that opinion. That's the fact is, he said that the Kedushin are only going to be Chal in 100 days. Therefore, it means that during those 100 days, there's room for other Kedushin to be Chal. Why would we want to do it? I don't know. One interesting thing the Ritva does point out, that it doesn't mean that she could be Mizana during that time. She is, after all, to a certain extent, an Ashes Ish to one or more of these men. And obviously, she couldn't actually marry any of them at this point because, you know, each of them has a certain partial condition on her, so she would eventually need to get more. That's the point. He says she'd need to get more of them. Kino,
everybody
could Makana. What? Kino, I don't know. It's a good question. You can't be Makana to an Arusa anyway. Eventually, you said one of them has to be one of them.
It's an
Arusa, yeah. Okay. Most of Rav Hanina. We learned in Gittin of a case, Mehayoyim al-Acha Misa, again, this is the Braith that we had before, earlier in the Sugya. If he says Mehayoyim al-Acha Misa, that I'm giving this get that should take effect as of now and la'acha Misa, get ve'en a get. We said that the Chachamim say get ve'en a get, that's a sof a get. The Braith continues, if the husband dies at this point, having given her this get, which is a sof a get, then she will need to do chalitza, she cannot do yibum. Because you can't be sure whether the get was chal or not. If it was chal, she'd be offered to do yibum, and she does have to do chalitza. If it was not chal, she would be able to do yibum or chalitza. Like this, you have to do chalitza because of the suffix. Now, this shleim l'rav misayale. So according to Rav, this is not a problem. As a matter of fact, this braisa supports what he's saying, that it is a suffix. Therefore, chalitza is for l'mesebemis. Lishmon, yeah. Lishmul Nami Hamani Rabbanan. Shmuel can also say, I have no problem with this Braisa because I could say that this Braisa holds like the Rabbanan, Vanan, or Vanan, the Amri Kurebi. As we said before, Shmuel holds like Rebbe. So therefore, this Braisa is not a spirit of Shmuel either. El Rav Yechanan, Dama Shiura Habi. What about according to Rav Yechanan, who is saying that each person is leaving room for the next one? So then, with Kiddushin, fine. You could argue you could have a Shiur in Kiddushin. With a get, you can't have that. Kol Gitta de Mashiach above like Klumru. Any get that you leave something over is not a valid get. Rashi says because that's the Christus. Rashi says because of Christus, as we learned towards the end of Gittin. Tosfos says that not, actually. It's not a question of Christus over here. Because if it was, then you would have the same problem with Kiddushin as well. Ultimately, we said in Gittin over there that the same rule that applied to Gittin applied to Kiddushin as well, the Yotza V'Hoysa. So if you can't have a get where there's a shiur, you can't have Kiddushin that's a shiur either. Tosfos obviously doesn't learn like those other Rishonim that Rav Yechon holds like Rav Abba's opinion over there. Therefore, Tosfos says, no, the problem is over here that just it's not a question of Christus, but the fact is that if you're saying that the get is only going to take effect when he dies, and get lachamisa. So according to you, Rav Yechanan, you're saying that the get is starting to take effect now, but it only finishes taking effect lachamisa. Well, and get lachamisa. So how does that work?
When he does.
Yeah. Well, that's the question. So therefore, Yabumi Miyabim. Therefore, she ought to be able to do Yibum. Why are you making her have to do Chalitza Dafka? Amar Rava, get Lahoitzi or Misa Lahoitzi. True. But what it is the get accomplishes taking her out of her husband's rishus. Her husband dying also accomplishes taking her out of her husband's rishus. Therefore, Mashashia get Marato Misa. Therefore, whatever the get left over that was undone gets completed by the Misa. So therefore, the missa is just completing what the get already started. However, Amalei Abaya Midami, but Abaya says, how can you compare it? It's fine, but here we're talking about a situation of Yibum. Get might see a Mirshus Yavam. If it was a full-fledged get, she would be out of the Rishus of the Yavam. Missa Machnisa Rishus Yavam, whereas Missa of her husband brings her into the Rishus of the Yavam, that she becomes now a Shemeres Yavam. So they have opposite effects as far as that goes. They have the same effect as far as removing her from her husband, fine, but they have opposite effects as far as the Yibum. How long Abaya? No. So Abaya says, Hossam time of my. Look, Hossam time of my. What, after all, is the reason in the case of get v'ein a get? Why are we saying that she needs that chalitza is v'lo misya bemes? Why are we saying that? It's not really. It's only gzeira mishum mehayoyim imat harez a get. It's only gzeira because that might be confused with the case of where he says the get is in effect as of now if I die. We're there. There's no mehayoyim la'achamisa. Hayoyim la'achamisa, we can argue, is the get starting to take effect now and finishing when he dies or whatever. Mehayoyim imati would mean when he dies, there's no question. It retroactively takes effect as of when he gave it. That's what mehayoyim imati means. It's a tonight. It's a full-fledged tonight. Now, and it's not a question of shiur, that some of it is left over to take effect later. It's a t'nai, and when the t'nai is fulfilled, the get will be in effect retroactively. And in that case, then of course, she couldn't do yibum because it's a valid get. So only because of a gzeira, because one might be confused with the other, are we saying in the case of mehayoyim l'acham misa that she should do chalak v'solayim et yabem. Because at that point the get is not fully valid. It only fully becomes valid when he dies. So yes, technically she should be able to do yibum, but because we're concerned, you may confuse it with mehayoyim l'acham, we don't allow that. Okay, question is, let's do the other way around. V'nigzim mehayoyim l'acham misa tachlos ot mehayoyim l'acham misa. By that logic, why don't we say the other way around? That mehayoyim l'acham misa, we're going to say she should need chalitza. Let's say that also mehayoyim imati, she should also need chalitza to be on the safe side. And we don't. We say that she doesn't need chalitza at all. She's completely positive because the get is in effect. If you're going to argue, you can confuse them, then say, yeah. The answer is, imata ema chalitzas misya bemes. Because after all, if you were to say that she requires chalitza, people might very well do yibum with her instead. And that would be an iser karet, because she's eshes achiv, where there's no mitzvah of yibum. You can't do that. It's too easy. If you make it that she has to do chalitza, it's too easy to confuse that people may think, you know what, instead of chalitza, why don't I just do yibum? Okay, the question is, hochanami imata ema chalitzas misya bemes. Fine, why don't you argue the same thing? If he says, mehayoyim l'acham misya, why don't you say the same consideration that while you're making her do chalitza, you may accidentally instead do yibum. sin, so it's fine. Fine. If she does give him, it's no big deal. Because the whole thing is only a chashash that you might confuse it. It's not that she's awesome to do yibum daraisa and it's an isur karas. It's only the chacham made a gzera in case you get confused. So fine, but yeah, but if they do yibum, big deal. No isur was violated anyway.
As opposed to
we're not talking about two sisters over here. That's a whole different issue. We're not getting into that. Who the halacha is like among the three over here, Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yechanan? There's nobody, as far as I know, who paskins like Shmuel, so it's only between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. So there are Rishonim who paskin like Rav on the grounds that, among other things, on the grounds that usually when we, let me say the other way around. There are Rishonim who paskin like Rabbi Yechanan on the grounds that usually when we have a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, the halacha is usually like Rabbi Yechanan, and in that case we would say she has to have a guest more of them, for example. On the other hand, there are other Rishonim who argue that the halacha in this case is like Rav, because they say there's other Gemaras. You know, first of all, there's the Gemara in Gittin over there about Shir. There's those who learn that Rabbi Yochanan is going according to the Shita over there, that you can't be Shir in Kedushin. Then that would that the halacha can't be like him, since in the end we say there can't be Shir in Kedushin. So therefore, that would necessarily mean the halacha has to be like Rav. The Rambam sort of takes a hybrid of it. He says that, for example, in Abaya's case, with the 30, 20, and the 10, he says, unlike Abaya was saying that according to Rav, only the first and last one would have to be give her a get, he says all of them would have to give her a get.
Because
in that sense, he holds like Rabbi Yechanan. But on the other hand, we still say that the Sofik, even after 30 days, like Rav. The Torah should have a bit of a field day with the Rambam, how exactly he gets that out of our Gemara. Okay. Yes. Mishnah says, a man says to a woman, you're mekudesh to me on condition that I give you 200 zuz. Now, Rashi makes the point of saying, he's not saying I'm going to be mekudesh you with 200 zuz. But that we had cases earlier. We had cases in the second parak where until he counts out the 200 zuz or whatever, then she's not. This is a different situation. He's mekudesh her with a prutah. But he says that, I'm putting a t'nai on it that until I give you 200 zuz, the kedushin will not be in effect.
So what happens if he gives the prutah until he gives her the 200?
Well, that's the thing. Meanwhile, there's no t'nai. T'nai, that's what the Gemara is going to discuss. During that time, before the t'nai is accomplished, that's what we're going to discuss in the Gemara. Is during that time, before the t'nai is accomplished, is she mekodesh or not? Wait. Harez mekodesh, v'hu yitin, fine, she's mekodesh, and he has to give it. What about if he says, I'm an asher, but there's no time for that? Because he didn't say how long it'll be before I give the 200. On the other hand, what if he says, on condition that I give you sometime between now and the next 30 days, then not the mother says, Shloshim Mekodesh. If he gives it to her during the 30 days, she's Mekodesh. But it might have been Mekodesh, and if she's not, and if not, then she's not Mekodesh. We'll see. We'll look at it in the Gemara. Another case, Amanas Sheyeshli Mosayim Zuz. What if he says, I'm Mekodesh you on condition that I have 200 Zuz? She is Mekodesh, provided that he actually has 200 zuz.
Didn't we see this Mishnah in...
We have something very similar in Gittin, which the Gemara is going to discuss. The comparison, we're going to discuss the comparison between this situation and Gittin. Wait. So, Harez Mekodesh is V'yeshloi. Rishonim discussed the question, does it mean that there has to be Eidos that he actually has the 200 zuz, or is it enough that he has 200 zuz in his hand? Some of them actually draw a distinction between if he actually has the 200 zuz in his hands, we should assume it's his, as opposed to if he doesn't actually have it cash on the barrel head right now, then you'd need aid him that he actually has 200 zuz someplace else. What if he says, on condition that I show you 200 zuz, then she's in Kurdish, provided that he can show it to her. What it means, showing it to her means you have to show her something that belongs to him. If he just shows her, for example, money that's lying on the table, let's say Rashi says he's a money changer, so he deals in coins all the time. So he has 200 zuz in coins in his cash register, but they're not his. So therefore, anima kodeshes, because that's not, he doesn't mean that I'm going to show you 200 zuz as in I'm going to take you to Fort Knox and show you the gold over there. It means I'm going to show you 200 zuz that I actually owe.
If he says he wants, I'm going to show you the 100 zuz, 200 zuz.
Yeah.
Did he have to give her a pruta on top of that or not?
No, that's what we're talking about. All these cases are he gave her a pruta, and he gave her a pruta. That means there were conditions attached on top of that pruta.
So why, if he already gave her a pruta?
Because there's a condition involved.
200 zoos.
Because there's a condition involved. This is the condition.
No. No, yeah, I understand, but why, having given the pruta, why does it have to be he's 200 zoos?
Because that's nice. She doesn't want to marry him unless he actually owns 200 zoos. So, and she wants to actually see it with her own eyes.
That
I'll show you implies that I'm going to show you that I myself own 200 zoos.
Prove it.
Yes. No, if he meant on condition that we'll go to the bank and I'll show you the bank has 200 zoos and they're gold, fine, that's different, but we're not talking about that. It's not. So now, because the difference is shiyeshli, that's the difference. Okay, hold on. So the difference is shiyeshli doesn't mean that I actually have it on hand. If I bring Aiden, for example, that I own 200 zoos in Australia, good enough. As opposed to arech means I have to actually show you that I have 200 zoos on hand right here. It's fine. So now that we have a discussion about Meroyim on our Mishnah, when it says that she's a Kurdish in the case where I'll give you 200 zoos, v'hu yitin, what does it mean, v'hu yitin? Rav Huna Amar v'hu yitin. So Rav Huna says it means that he has to give it, or whenever he gives it, the Kiddushin will be chal l'mafre, will be chal retroactively to when he gave the original Purta. Rav Yehuda Amar l'chshe yitin, whereas Rav Yehuda says, no, when he gives it, that is when the Kiddushin, at the time he gives it, 200, not retroactively, right. Rav Huna retroactively. Rav Huna Amar l'chshe yitin, because it's a t'na, we have considered a t'nai, m'kayim t'na v'adol, therefore when he's m'kayim t'nai, then it goes as of when he originally gave the prota.
Wow, wait a minute, when he's m'kayim t'nai is not when he formulated the t'nai.
No, he formulated the t'nai before he ever gave her the prota. I'm going to be Makadashi with this pruta. I'm going to ask that I'll give you 200 zoos.
Right.
Now, when he gives her the pruta, the t'nai is still pending. When the t'nai takes effect, when he actually gives her the 200 zoos, then retroactively, as of when he gave her the pruta, she's Makadashi.
Why do you say retroactively?
Because that's how it is. But who are you saying? That when he gives it, then the Kiddushin will be Chalda Mafreya. And okay, Rashi adds a detail that if, for example, the person were to die, if he were to die before he ever gives her the 200 zuz, then she wouldn't need chalitza from his yibum or chalitza from his brother,
yeah,
because the t'nai was never to sky him, so there's no condition over here.
But I don't know where they think mafreya from.
That's what it means. Lich sheyitin. When he gives it, then it will be in effect
at the
then.
No,
because then it would be the same thing as Ravuna. Ravuna says v'hu yitin versus lich sheyitin. V'hu yitin means that he will give it and then it will take effect as of then. As of when he originally gave the proof. As opposed to lich sheyitin means when he gives it, when he gives the 200 zuz, yeah.
That's true.
Rav Huna v'hu yitin because t'na havi et t'nai m'kayim t'na v'ozo. So he's m'kayim et t'nai, and at that point it takes effect retroactively. Rav Yehuda v'hu lich sheyitin, lich yohiv havo kedushi, when he gives the 200 zuz, you will have a kedushin. Hashtem yolei havo kedushi. At this point, until he gives the 200, you don't have a kedushin. The Gemara says, my binayu, what's the practical difference between them? She's also to them, the Meiri points out, the point of the question is, the fact is, either way, she's also to him. They're still not allowed to have relations, until there's a Vada Kedushin over here, until the Sinai has been accomplished. The difference would be, what if during that time, before he gave the 200, if she stretched out her hand and accepted Kedushin from somebody else? Little Huna like have a kiddushi. So according to Rav Huna, that would not be valid kiddushin because the new one from someone else. Because again, it would be similar to the case we had before about the 30 days. Once the time is up, then the original person's kiddushin are chal. Therefore, the second person's kiddushin are not able to. In this case, not time up. 200 zuz being given, same difference. Whereas according to Rav Yehuda, the second person's kiddushin are valid kiddushin. Because again, the first person was making a t'nai that it's only going to start taking effect when I give you the 200 zuz. So it's the equivalent of saying la'achav shloshim yom. And in that case, then we said that the second person's kedushin can be chal.
Even though he gave her a rough now, he gave her a rough now.
No, both of them. That's the thing. Rav Huna is saying it's a tnai, and it's a tnai, meaning that therefore it takes effect retroactively.
Right.
And Rav Yehuda does not hold that. Rav Yehuda says that it is a tnai, but it's a different kind of tnai. It's a kind of tnai. It's similar to Harat Mekudeshes L'Achas Shloshim, that only L'Achas Shloshim is going to take effect. Only at the 200 zuz is it going to start taking effect.
And for
Rav Huna, it takes effect retroactively to when he gave it.
Even though he's in Yishabrutta right now.
Yeah.
Yishabrutta. And after 3 days, I'll have $200.
Because that's the thing. Rashi uses the expression, Shari Arishim when he's gavin the kachi with prutta elab masayim zuz. He didn't mean to mean the kachi with the prutta, but rather the 200 zuz, which Marashar explains. It doesn't mean that he meant the 200 zuz to be the kesef kiddushin. We said before that Rashi said that no, he meant the prutta to be the kesef kiddushin. But he only means for the prutta to take effect once the 200 zuz transfer hands.
So I think he wants to reserve his rights.
Yeah.
Why would he, if he planned to give her two, then why would he give her one? He wants down payment
to keep
the
Yeah, sort of like to reserve her, yeah.
Okay.
And Rav Yehuda says that it's not. It's just when he gives her, then no, yeah. Okay. What's
the
wait. Now we have the same kind of machlokas when it comes to a get. Similar idea that we said if somebody gives his wife a get on condition that you give me 200 zuz, harayz megudesh is vehititin, then she's megudesh and she gives it. Again, it's now Rav Huna alma vehititin. Again, Rav Huna said it means that when she gives it, the get will be in effect retroactively to when the get was delivered. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lichshit Titin. Rabbi Yehuda says only when she gives the 200 zuz, only then will the get take effect. Rav Huna Amar Lichshit Titin again. Tanah Habi because the Tanai Mekayim Tanah V'Ozla. Only when the Tanai takes effect, then retroactively it's valid. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lichshit Titin. L'chiyahivalei Huda Have a get. When she gives him the 200 zuz, it'll be a get. Hashtamil I have a get. Whereas now it's not. Same machlokes. Which therefore, and again, the question is my binai. What's the difference between the two shittes? Again, either way, she can't get married until she gives him the 200 zuz. Because what if she doesn't give him the 200 zuz, and then the get will be bottled? And so, ikim binai she niskareya get eshava. The difference would be: what if the get was ripped up or it got lost during that time before the 200 zuz? The Rav Huna have a get. According to Rav Huna, it's still a valid get because it is. Pending being in effect now, as of when he first gave it to her, it's just waiting on the 200 zuz to be fully effective. So fine, it was ripped up in between. Or Mefarshim give another, the Rashba gives another example. Let's say it's sitting in Rosh Hashanah at the time when she gives him the 200 zuz. Doesn't matter. As long as at the time he gave her the gift, it was a valid form of giving. Then all it waits is for the two. It's pending until the 200 zuz are given. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be able to be given in a valid way at the time of the 200 zuz. So either it has to be in her possession, it can't be in her shasarabim, can't be ripped up, etc. Rashi and Tosfos
look. Rav Huna's get is destroyed.
That we're saying it doesn't matter because as long as at the time it was given, it was whole. Yes, then that's good. Rashi and Tosfos, by the way, learn that Rabbi Yehuda is basically saying that there's kind of a suffix over here. About the validity of the kedushin or in both cases, yeah, in the case of the kedushin and in the case of the get. There are other rishonim who learn that not. We're saying that Rabbi Yehuda says that the kedushin are only valid after 30 days after the 200 zuz, or the get is only valid after the 200 zuz. But does he mean that definitively, or does he mean that it's a suffix? During that time. If somebody else is mekadosher during that time, or if the get is ripped up during that time, it may be a suffix kedushin or a suffix get. Huh. There are other rishonim who learn not like that, who learn that Rabbi Yehuda means it definitively. Now the Gemara says a tricha. We needed to say both machlokas, and we needed to say that Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yehuda have the same machlokas when it comes to kedushin and when it comes to getin, similar to what we said before about Rav and Shmuel. If we were only told the case by kedushin, you would say b'ha'ka amar Rav Huna. There, Rav Huna is saying that he wants it to be in effect retroactively as of now, mishum de la karuva kalsi, because after all, he's coming to bring her close to him. You would think he wants the kedushin to be able to be in effect as soon as possible. So fine, depending on me giving you 200 zuz because she doesn't want to be in a Scottish team otherwise, but he would still rather that it's in effect that it begins to be effective now. But Gerushin is coming to distance her from him. Again, he may be not really want to have to do that. So he would argue maybe he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that it shouldn't be complete, the get shouldn't be considered to be effective until she actually gives it, because after all, maybe meanwhile they can talk it over and reconcile.
You would think that he would not.
Yeah, you would think, that's the point. Rabbi Yehuda, we would think that Rabbi Huna might agree with Rabbi Yehuda that in that case he doesn't want to hurry and have the get already be in effect retroactively as of now. He'd rather have the ability to reconcile with her.
So much fun.
Yeah. The Iyah Itma Bahach, and conversely, if we only have the case of Gerushin, then we would say Bahach Ka'amar Rav Huna. In that case, Rav Huna would say that she's Megureshet immediately, that he doesn't want to delay until the 200 Zuz. The Iyah, like Kosif Lei Lamitva, because he's not embarrassed to dun her for the money. He says the get will be in effect only if you give me 200 zuz. He doesn't have any compunctions about going to her and saying, "Nu, where's the money?" So therefore, he doesn't mind having the get be in effect now. And fine, he'll go and hassle her until she gives him the money. Aval hacha, but in the case here of Kiddushin, where he's saying that I will give it to you, the ihi ksifalo lemitbei, she might be embarrassed to be teveya him for it. First of all, because they're getting the Scottish, and second of all, because women are more sensitive about these things.
Sure,
anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, we have the same thing in Gittinia. Aim a modular little bit older, so you might think he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, we need both machlokes. Tosfos discusses why the Gemara didn't just use the same tzricha for both of them. Why the Gemara had to give two different reasons why we needed the machlokes in one case versus why we needed another, instead of just saying the other way around, that otherwise you would think that Rabbi Yehuda would agree with Rav Huna, etc. Tosfos says because that's the point. According to Tosfos, who learns that Rabbi Yehuda holds his whole thing that she needs to get in the suffix, then you can't say that there'd be a case when Rabbi Huna would say she needs to get and Rabbi Yehuda would say she doesn't need to get. But even according to Rabbi Yehuda, she needs to get in the suffix. Yeah, the other Rishonim who learned differently, who learned that Rabbi Yehuda does not have a suffix in the matter, they would have to understand the tzricha differently. Meisvet, Gemara says, okay, now I have a contradiction. I have a contradiction. You're telling me then that you're telling me according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Huna, even if the get was ripped up during that time, it's still a valid get, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, not. But I'll show you a case where Braisa says that even if it's ripped up, she is Megureshes, which would be like Rav Huna, not like Rav Yehuda. Braisa says, Hareza Gita Chamanas Shetitin Nimi Masayim Zuz. Here's your get, and it'll only be in effect if you give me 200 Zuz. Afapishin Eskareya Geta Shavet, even if the get was ripped up before she gave him the 200, or it was lost, Hareza Megureshes. She's Megureshes. However, Ola Achol, let's not start Shetitin. Fine, she can't marry somebody else, so she gives the 200, because what if she doesn't end up giving it and then get Vokal, etc.? Which goes like Rav Huna. But Oy Tanya, and we have another Braisa that says, what if he says, here's your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz, umes, and then he dies before she has a chance to give it to him? Nothna ain skuk of yava. So if she had given the 200 zuz before he died, then she doesn't need yivum because she's divorced at that point. Not so. Loy nosna skuk of yava. But if she didn't give it yet, then she has to do yivum, because the get is not effective.
What's so obvious about that? If
he puts
that
way, Reb Shimon Gamliel, because Reb Shimon Gamliel says, it doesn't have to be. She can get away with it. She can still make the get valid. She can still make the get valid by giving the 200 zuz to his father or to his brother or his father or one of the other relatives. Yeah.
How can that be?
Well, Av Kan Le Pligi. So what is the underlying machloikas of the Chachamim and Reb Shimon Gamliel? Ella, the Marsava Leval Eli Yoshai or Marsava Afil Eli Yoshai. Fine. The Chachamim hold that when you say Li means specifically, I want you to give it to me, giving it to my Yoshim is not going to fulfill. That's not. Reb Shimon Gamliel says that Li can also include my Yoshim. Fine.
Even if it's not expressed?
Yes. Fine. But so that's the Machloket. It's a Kula Amamiya Tanahadi. Everybody seems to agree, though, that it is considered an actual Tanai, and therefore, once, for example, therefore, shall be potter from Chalitza. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why should that be? If the get is only valid once she gives him the 200 zuz, or fine, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, if she gives the Yoshim, how does that help? And get Lachamitza. She also did Rabbi Yehuda, so you seem to have a contradiction to Rabbi Yehuda. I'm a lot of Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda can answer, you know. Homani Rebbe, Yes, but you know what? These braises that we just quoted are according to Rebbe. The Amr of Huna Amr Rebbe. When a person says amanas, it's the equivalent of I'm conditioned that. It's the equivalent of saying me'achshav, that it should be in effect as of now. Well, please, Rabbanon, the Rabbanon disagree with that concept. So I hold like the Rabbanon, therefore those braises are not a steer to me. Rabbi Yehuda can answer it that way, and therefore there's no stira against it. Interesting thing, by the way, Mefarshim discussed the question. If the whole point of this get is to get her out of Yibum, what are we mentioning the situation that was saying she'd give it to his brother, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, she'd give it to his brother or to his father? How would you give it to his father? It means there's no brothers. If there's no brothers, why are we worried about the situation anyway? Actually, Rishonim give a couple of answers on that. One of them being there could be other scenarios where she wants to get to be valid retroactively. She was in the Kabbalah Kedushin from somebody else, for example, but during this time, the act of the get was delivered before the 200 Zuz was given. She wants those Kedushin to be able to be valid. If the get is not going to be valid retroactively, then those Kedushin with this other guy aren't worth anything. The Ritva gives an example. What if she was Mizana? Same idea. She wants the get to be in effect, so that she wants the get to be effective, so that she won't have been considered an Eishes Ish. And one other one we talked about. These are valid points. That's the point. If she gives the 200, according to the Shimon Gamliel, she can give it to the Yosh. Again, according to the Chachamim, she cannot, and therefore it's a moot point. But according to the Shimon Gamliel, that would be a reason to do it. We talked about also in Gittin an interesting idea that Rabbi Yitzchok Ochanan Spector, the Kovner Rav, says on this. He says that there's a din that's brought in Shulchan Aruch that if you have that a mumer, somebody with Shmadzich Rachman Al-Aslan, is not allowed to Yarshin. The Chachamim do not allow him to Yarshin from his relatives. So therefore, he says this Gemara over here bears on that. Because what's the situation? You have a brother. She does have to do Yibum Mechalitza with him, as the case may be. He may be a mumer, but he's still a chiyuv of Yibum Mechalitza. But he's not a Yerush, and therefore you bypass him and go back to the father and give him the 200 zuz.
Who says that?
Rabbi Yitzchok Ochanan Spector brings that. Hey, Gufa, getting back to what we said before, Omrav Huna Omer Rebbe Kolayim Amanat Koyim Achshav Dami. That when you say Amanat, by the way, you're asking who the halacha is, like Rav Huna or Rav Yehuda. The halacha is like Rav Huna in both cases, Kiddushin and Gittin. So Gufa, Omer Rav Huna Omer Rebbe Kolayim Amanat Koyim Achshav Dami. That if you say Amanat, the equivalent of saying Me'achshav, that I want it to be in effect retroactively as of now. So Omer Rav Zera. He has Zayn in Bavel. When I used to be in Bavel, Rav Zera grew up in Bavel. He was a Talmud of Rav Yehuda over there, and then eventually moved to Eretz Yisrael. We learned about him at the end of Ksubas and in various places. We used to say that Hod Amar of Huna Amar Rebbe Kol Amar Amanaska Amanachshav Dami Pligi Rabbanon Alei. In Bavel, we used to think that the Rabbanon disagreed with Rebbe on that.
That's what Bavel used to think.
In Bavel, we used to think that. Ki sauki lahosam, but when I came up to there, meaning to Eretz Yisrael, ashkachte l'Rav Asi, I found Rav Asi. The Yosef v'karmel l'mishmei d'Rav Yechanan. He was sitting and saying in the name of Rav Yechanan. No, hakol moedim bo'im amanas klem amashav. I mean, everybody agrees that if you say amanas, it's the equivalent of saying me'achshav. So there's no machlokes, which means, by the way, before when Rav Yehuda was saying that I hold like the Rabbanon, that can't be. Then there is no Rabbanon against Rebbe in this. That's why we say that halacha like Rav Huna, by the way. Rather, the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is on a different case, not where you say amanas, but if you say again with a get, you say mehayom la'achamisa, like we said before. V'hotanya, and indeed, thus we learn in a braisa. So this is one of those cases where v'hotanya is meant to introduce a proof rather than a question. So Rashi always points on that, as it does over here, b'nichusa, that's meant calmly rather than as a rhetorical question. Now, it's a get and a get because they're get. So there you go. Then, of course, that's the case they're arguing about. Not what you say, I'm not. But we say now you're malachim. Question is, well, Rabbi Yehuda, do I'm not nami tzvi? Fine. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who understood it differently, fine. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yechon are both amiroyim. They're entitled to understand the machlokas each in their own way. So Rabbi Yechon understands that there's no machlokas. Everybody agrees. I'm not. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says they disagree, Adam Mitzvah behind Mahayom Al-Achamisa, according to the Behoda, why are Rebbe and the Chachamim arguing on the case of Mahayom Al-Achamisa, Mitzvah Gibah Amanach? Better let them argue on Amanach and let them say clearly that Rebbe says Amanach works to Me'achshav, and the Chachamim will say that it's not. Then there's Lohidiyach Koyach to Rebbe, the Mahayom Al-Achamisa, Nami Harez again. Because Rabbi Yehuda would say the Braisa wants to stress how far Rebbe goes with his shitta, that even if he's not only if he says Amanah, not only if he says I'm giving you this, not only if he says I'm giving you this get Amanah if I die, that would be Me'achshav. But even if he says Me'ayom al-Achamisa, where we have the Svara before to say that maybe he's changing his mind, the Svara that Rav said, no, even there Rebbe says that's considered a get Me'achshav. Okay, Me'ayom al-Achamisa Nami Ariz again. The question is, let's say the other way around then. Why does the writer present the machlokas as being as far as about almanach? And that'll tell you how far the chachamim go with their shitta to say that it's not a get. And the famous answer, koyach de teira odir. We would rather show how far a tana goes in being mach. Because it actually brings in at the beginning of Beitza, there's a logic behind it, that if a tana afters, fine, it may just be he has a suffix. It's not necessarily he actually holds that way, but he has a suffix. But if he's masir, you know for sure, 100% for sure, he knows it must be that way. Therefore, we would rather stress how far Rebbe goes with his head there, rather than showing how far the Chachamim go with their issue.
To show that he
definitely knows that not only Amanas is Me'achshav, but that not only Amanas is Me'achshav, but even Me'ayom al-Achamisa is also valid. The Mishnah said Amanas she'etzem loch mikam cholo, that Amanas, he says, if I'm Mekadosh you on condition that I give you 200 zuz within the next 30 days. So he said, if he gives it to her within 30 days, good, and if not, then not. Like you asked, Shinya, isn't that obvious? The answer is Ma'udatem alav t'nohu. You might argue that 30 days is not an actual part of the tonight. Well, there's a ruze kamar. He was just saying it in order to be mizariz, in order to just to say, like, I'm willing to do this as soon as possible, but not specifically to narrow it down to 30 days. Kamash Malon, that's the chiddush, that no, he said it, we have to take him at his word. 30 days means 30 days. Okay, we said Amanas Yeshlim Asayim Zuz. We said that if he says Amanas that I have 200 zuz, so then if he has 200 zuz, she's Mekodesh, and if not, she's not Mekodesh.
Also,
question is why? Why? Even if he doesn't have 200, even if we don't know that he has 200 zuz, what if maybe he does have? He has it in a Swiss bank account or something. We don't know about it, but maybe he has.
He has to show it.
No, that's the case where he said to show it. This is the case where he said Shiyeshlo. Fine, so he has it. He has it in one of those Panamanian accounts, you know, that was exposed recently. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, the Braisa says we do have to be choshesh that he may have 200 zuz. Therefore, even if we don't know that he has 200 zuz, she would be mekodesh misafik. And the answer is yes. Loi kasha, haba kedushin bader, haba kedushin safik. You're right. The Mishnah is talking about that if we know he has 200 zuz, it's kedushin bader. The Braisa is telling us if we know that he has 200 zuz, again, it's Edim or whatever, but if we don't know, then yes, there still is a suffix, which is what the Braisa is telling us. Not to say that she's not Mekodesh, all the Mishnah, in other words, when the Mishnah says, doesn't mean she's not Mekodesh at all, as in she wouldn't need a get from him or whatever. All it means is there's a suffix Kedush in that. Then we said, Amanas Sha'aris Masayim Zuz. Hello? That we said that he said, if he said that as long as I show you 200 Zuz, so if he has to show her 200 Zuz of his own, not, for example, he shows her what he has in his cash register. Yeah. So we learned a Braisa, because when it's Gavna, the Lutus Mishaloi, she only intended that she wanted by that I want to be able to see something that's your own. Yeah. And the Mishnah continued, if he showed her 200 Zuz on the money changer's table, she's not Mekodesh. The question is, Peshitta. No, we mean 200 is on the table, meaning it's not his, it's his there. The Mephoshim though asked, what's the question of Pshitta? If we had a Braitha, they'll have to tell us, though, that it's obviously not Pshitta. And Mephoshim explained that actually this Vimaharala is actually a continuation of the Braitha. Why is the Braitha having to tell us that Loidus Gavna, Lulutus Mishaloy, and therefore that if he shows her on the table, and in Mekadesh, once you know she wants to see his own, then of course that if he shows her on the table, it doesn't count for anything.
How would he show it done? He opened the drawer?
Yeah, whatever. He has his item that belongs to him, whatever. Anyway, the answer is, Lloyd Tzricha Da'afgav the Nachet Dami Be'iska. Yes, but the Chiddush is that what if he has 200 Zuz which are given over to him as an Iska? An Iska is where an investor gives him money. An investor gives him money. He does business with it. In Bava Metzia, it has a long discussion about the details of it, because it has to be structured in a certain way to avoid ribbis, which is why they have the famous concept of a heter iska, where basically you convert the loan into a partner, where when you borrow money from somebody and the person wants a return on it, you convert it into an iska, into this type of investment in a business, and then a person's entitled to a return on his investment. So this is somebody invested money with him, where he's wheeling and dealing with it, he's doing business with it. So therefore, you could argue he has a certain partial ownership in it, not like the shulchani, not like a shulchani that we talk about in the Mishnah would just be like the cashier, where it's not his at all. Here, it is in a certain sense his, because he is doing business with it. Yeah. Nevertheless, that still doesn't work, because it does not in fact belong to him. Actually, what the Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia is when you have an iska, it's considered half the money is considered a loan, and half of it is considered a deposit. So the part that is a deposit is not his at all. It's just his to take care of. The half that's considered a loan, the point of it is, the Gemara discusses over there, the point of it is, a deposit, you know for sure you're going to get back. A loan, the guy could end up defaulting on it. The reason why they structure it that way is to make sure that the investor is going to get back, at least is guaranteed at least half of what he invested back.
So as soon as it's suffix as to the 50%.
No, it's not even a question of a suffix. The 50% that is a picardin is for sure not his. Even the 50% that's a milva, it's not his to spend as he sees fit. The Gemara discusses over there. He can't, for example, take that 50% and say, you know what, if it's a loan, I can spend the loan however I want, I'll go buy beer with it. He doesn't have the ability to do that. So therefore, none of it belongs to him. And actually, Mephoshim point out, what if the iska has been running for a while? What if by now there are 200 zuras in his portion of the profit? Because again, the idea is supposed to be that the profit and are split between him and the investor. Again, it has to be structured in a way to avoid ribbis. That's a different matter we'll learn about in Bava Metzia later this year. But anyway, so what if by now you have enough profit, there is 200 zuras of his profit?
Yeah.
Very nice. Nevertheless, it's not his in the sense that he can't unilaterally dissolve the partnership.
It's not in his
rishus to just take the money and run. He still has to continue working on the investment until the time is up, or until they mutually decide to dissolve it or whatever.
Yeah.
So even in that case, then it's not considered his 200 zuz, and therefore that wouldn't work for the tonight.
Not liquid.
Yes. Yeah.